Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, the third day of December 2012. We are live each weekday on the Buckmaster Show, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're live streaming the show on my website, buckmastershow.com, and at kvoi.com. And the program is posted so you can hear it anywhere in the world, anytime on your schedule. It's at buckmastershow.com, tucsoncitizen.com, tucsonsentinel.com. The Green Valley News and Sol Rita Sun has a link to the show at gvnews.com and the homepage of Blog for Arizona, blogforarizona.com, also has a link. During the noon hour today, we begin with, we begin this way every Monday afternoon with our Monday political face-off featuring one of our two teams of commentators. Today, it's Paul Eckerstrom and Bruce Ash. 30 minutes past the hour, we'll talk with a UA microbiology professor who is known as Dr. Germ. He'll have some great advice for folks traveling this holiday season, or for that matter, any time of the year. We encourage you to be part of the conversation. If there's something that you hear that you would like to comment or ask a question of Bruce and Paul, call us at 790-2040 or submit your question using the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. Every Monday, we do kick things off with the political face-off. Bruce Ash is here. He is Republican National Committeeman for Arizona. Paul Eckerstrom is Vice Chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. And the Monday political face-off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, Moe's specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. I was over visiting with Moe and his family on Saturday, had a job for them. And of course, Bruce, you know this. You've been over to Moe's, and I think Paul has as well. Moe can tackle just about any kind of framing need for you.
We just actually picked up two pieces from Moe on Saturday. Did a great job. And, what you pay for, you get. What you get from Moe's is quality service and a quality product. You did a great job. And those pieces are up in our house, and they look awesome.
I second that.
Yeah, I mean, he's the man. We are just 4 weeks away, Bruce and Paul, from going over the fiscal cliff and perhaps opening the door to another recession in this country. Why don't we start with Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, who was on Fox talking with Chris Wallace yesterday, kind of laying out at least the goalposts for the Democratic side. Let's hear it.
You promise that we will not go over the cliff.
No, I can't promise that. That's a decision that lies in the hands of the Republicans that are now opposing increases in tax rates. If they recognize the reality that we can't afford to extend those tax rates, then we have the basis for an agreement to be very good for the American people.
And the president bears no responsibility? It's all up to the Republicans?
Chris, ask yourself this question. Why does it make sense for the country to force tax increases on all Americans because a small group of Republicans want to extend tax rates for 2% of Americans? Why does that make any sense? There's no reason why that should happen. We can't afford those tax rates. That's the deep tragic lesson of the last decade. We can't afford them. So we're not going to get through it. We're not going to get to the end now without a recognition from Republicans of that basic reality. And that's going to be the responsible thing to do. And my judgment is they're going to do it because there's no alternative to that.
Paul Eckerstrom was shaking his head in agreement to the Treasury Secretary. This is the goal. I kind of point this out. The goalposts now are set for the Democrats anyway, and the Republicans, I guess, have set their side. So you think they'll compromise?
Yeah. Everybody's talking about, they're really far apart, and I'm not really sure that the Republicans have put any meat or details to their position. I think they need to do a little bit more of that before we really know where the goalposts really are. But this is a negotiation, and as a lawyer, I know how negotiations go. You ask what for everything you think you should get and that you want. And the other side does the same. And then what happens is they negotiate and negotiate, hopefully behind closed doors. That's the best way to do it. And then they come to a compromise somewhere in the middle, and it won't happen until the very last second before the deadline. And that's the way all negotiations work. So I'm fairly confident that we're going to get a settled compromise agreement, and we won't be going over this, quote, fiscal cliff. But I have to say something. The fiscal cliff doesn't scare me.
It doesn't.
No, because it is basically going back, even on the taxes in the middle class, going back to what we had under Clinton back in the 90s, where our economy was strong.
You could live with a fiscal cliff.
Yeah, in fact, the Congressional Budget Committee, Budget Office, basically said that, yeah, there would be about a pain in terms of our economy for about a year. It would slip us into very slow growth or no growth at all for about a year. But then everything starts growing again in the out years. And frankly, if we did all of that, what would happen is we would be probably getting to balance and reducing our national debt by 2014 to 2015 and moving forward. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing either.
Bruce Ash, the reaction to Mr. Geithner's remarks were, it's a joke.
I am I'm never surprised at why we refer to the Democratic Party as the evil party, and to here, Secretary Geithner is really no change from that, and I'm truly astonished at the naivete and the lack of institutional memory that Paul Eckerstrom has saying what he just said. Because what he did in saying that it's okay to go over the fiscal cliff is he's committed to the American people, to hardworking American families, wage earners, that he likes to say that he champions and his party champions, he has condemned them to probably close to a negative 2% GDP in the next year.
That's not what said.
Paul, let me finish.
0.5.
What Paul seems to forget is that not only do you have a tax increase, which is fairly breathtaking for the rich guys. And by the way, you could tax the rich guys 100% of everything they earn, and you get about 8 weeks of no deficits here in this country.
That's an exaggeration.
Let me finish. The problem isn't that we are taxed too little. The problem is we spend too much. The Republicans have laid out a very diverse and rich program. Both of some tax increases and spending cuts and entitlement changes. The president has indicated he will not compromise at all. Secretary Geithner has repudiated what the president himself said during the campaign, that there would be no fiscal cliff that we would go over. He guaranteed that on multiple occasions during the campaign. This is the same man, President Obama, who said you don't increase taxes in the middle of severe economic times. They're willing to chuck all of that so they can try to stuff it up the Republicans. That is politics, and it is a severe blow to every worker in this country.
You know, Bruce, I think you're way overstating this. One, I didn't say the fiscal cliff is a good thing necessarily. I think we can come to some sort.
You said you could live with it.
I could live with it, but I think there's an agreement.
That's a good thing.
There's an agreement that I think is going to happen to avoid that. And I think, you know, this hyperbole about that, oh, the president is creating a situation where nobody can compromise, that's just not true.
I think a great idea. If you want to compromise, let's do this negotiation on C-SPAN. Let's do it so the American people can see what this agreement's going to be. Let's cover Bruce, all of the debates on TV.
Well, we know the negotiations don't work that way.
Exactly. Negotiations
if
will never
did,
happen.
If they did, perhaps we wouldn't be in the mess we're in today.
Okay, one at a time,
please. If you want to make sure, go over the fiscal cliff. That's the way to do it. The way you negotiate is people put down their public markers on either side of what they want, and then behind closed doors, they work towards compromise and get a settlement. I think that's what's going to happen here. And I think people are jumping the gun by saying, oh, we're going to go over the the fiscal cliff. I just don't think it's going to happen. I think you've got two sides that do want to negotiate now. Back before the election, the Republicans didn't want to negotiate, and that's why we had this weird situation where we have to do it again. But I think it's going to happen this time. After this election, I think people realize, especially on the Republican side, that, yeah, people voted to have the rich taxed a little bit more, to contribute a little bit into this deficit.
About everybody else, Paul? The other roughly 50%?
There's going to be spending cuts as well, Bruce, and the middle class is going to take it in the shorts on those.
We've offered $1.6 trillion in tax increases, and what did we get from the administration? About $400 billion.
You have not offered $1.6
trillion. Approximately $400 billion of miscellaneous expenditure cuts. That's it.
Bruce,
it was a laughable. Bruce, it was a laughable and not serious proposition.
The president has offered $1.6 trillion in tax increases and revenue increases, and the Republicans have only been talking about $800 billion. So you're wrong on that right there.
Let's take a break right here. 790-2040. What do you think? Join in the conversation on the Buckmaster Show live line. This is the Monday Political Face-Off. Bruce Ash is seated to the right of me and Paul Eckerstrom to the left. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Now in its seventh year, the RTA has finished over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Current projects include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. With ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service, providing jobs and making travel around our region faster and safer, the RTA is delivering our promise to you.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Welcome back to the Monday Political Face-Off. Bruce Ash is here and Paul Eckerstrom, our commentators today. The Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Moe's at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Please like them on Facebook. Trying to get their Facebook page really up and running, and they're doing a pretty good job. A lot of folks saying, yes, we like the work that Mo does, and rightfully so, and they do it all for you. Custom frame mirrors, they'll hang whatever you've got. Of course, they'll frame it. Check out moesgallery.com. Bruce and Paul, Paul has been saying, Bruce, that we'd have some pain for about a year, but he then believes the economy would pick up quite substantially after 1 year of pain if we do indeed go over the fiscal cliff.
We're talking about millions of jobs involved, and these are working class folks. We're already talking about the potential loss of a million jobs when Obamacare comes into effect. We're seeing significant resistance by business leaders across this country. 65% of the entire national budget is made up of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, VA benefits, and interest on the debt. On the current trajectory, and that's even with the revenue enhancements that Paul and his party has recommended, within 3 years, that number will be at 73% of the total spending that we do. That means that everything else besides those five areas are borrowed funds. And really what Paul is talking about on cuts aren't even cuts. They are lower than the original increases that government had wanted to initiate. We are on a bad, bad trajectory in this country, and we have to do something. I think it's high time for a balanced budget amendment, and I think that there will be serious talk about that. The 2014 election, if this tax business happens, if we go over the fiscal cliff, if we have problems with future debt ratings, you know, by the big worldwide companies, we're going to have a sea change in the U.S. Congress unless there are significant changes that happen between now and the 2014 election.
You know, Bill, eventually, if we come to a compromise, which I think we're going to before the fiscal cliff hits, we are eventually going to have to phase in the cuts and the tax increases on the middle class that we had under Clinton anyway in the future. I just think it's more responsible to do it that way so we can get out of this recession, get stronger growth, and then that's when we need to start paying our debt off in a bigger way. I think we're going to get an agreement, and then eventually down the road we're going to have to phase some of this stuff in, and that includes entitlement reform. As Bruce suggests, I believe that Medicare and, and Social Security can be put on sound footing if you do, if you adjust the numbers a little bit and adjust the benefits.
But the Democratic Party is absolutely against any means
that's,
testing.
That's not
They're against any kind of an increase in ages. They absolutely are. The president has gone on the record repeatedly on this.
I don't think that's true. Let the people work a
settlement.
You
must know something as the vice chairman of the Pima County Democrat Party that the president's own administration isn't willing to admit.
They're gonna on those, I bet you they'll be able to sit down like Reagan and Tip O'Neill did, and they had a commission that worked out Social Security, put it on sound footing for a long period of time. They're gonna be able to do that again. I just think that people have to let the legislative process work here. It's making sausage. It looks bad, but you know what? Compromise always looks bad. It's going to happen. People just need to let the process work.
I want to change the subject, bring it home to Arizona. What about Governor Brewer talking about reelection? Robert Robb in The Republic had an interesting column yesterday saying the state constitution clearly limits a governor from serving more than two consecutive terms, including any part of a term served. Is this serious, Bruce Ash?
Well, first of all, the governor hasn't publicly spoken about it. Joe Canfield, who's her former attorney, has talked about it, and I respect Robert Robb as a writer, but he's not a lawyer. This is really more of a political decision than it is a legal decision, and truthfully, I think everybody can see the Republicans have a very strong bench here in Arizona to run for governor, whether it be somebody like Doug Ducey, David Schweikert. There are a host of different names who might be eligible. Ken Bennett is another one that immediately comes to mind. There are loads and loads of people who ought to be looking at running for governor, and it doesn't have to be Jan Brewer. But I think this is more of a political decision than it is legal, and she's made no decisions and has made no statements at this point in time.
She has actually. I saw her make a statement that she's looking at that possibility. And that's not saying that she's going to do it, but my feeling is legally she can't do it. There would be a legal challenge. She probably wouldn't be able to get on the ballot. However, if she does, I'd rather see her on the ballot than to run against for Democrats, because she's going to be presiding, and she already has presided over some of the worst cuts in our educational system ever. 21% cuts in education over the last 5 years. They're going to continue cuts because we got another tax cut coming to big business coming down the road here, coupled with the loss of the 1 cent sales tax in July. When that happens, we're going to have to cut our schools some more. We're already seeing that we're going to have to basically close 14 schools here in Tucson because of that. And so she's not going to be very popular with a lot of parents and a lot of teachers and a lot of grandparents. And therefore, I would rather run against her in 2014 than anybody else, frankly, because she'll have a record that's abysmal on education.
Wow, Paul, that was a mouthful. First of all, what the governor and the Republican legislature did was cut a deficit that had been created by a Democrat governor and a few Republicans who went along with her in her budgets before 2008 by about $3.5 billion. Has created a surplus, replenished the rainy day fund, has reduced debt, and these are great accomplishments for this governor
and
the Arizona legislature.
Not one penny going back to education, penny.
The way that we grow this state, Paul, and for all the Democrats who might be listening to the broadcast, is not through higher taxes. The way we grow the economy and the way we make all Arizonans more prosperous is to grow the economy. We get more jobs going in this state. We create an environment for businesses that is friendly to them to want to come to Arizona for new businesses, and one for existing businesses that is conducive to growth. We find that even if we made no changes with respect on a national basis to taxation and to entitlements, if we were to dramatically change the regulatory processes that exist, for example, just in the financial industry, we would grow the economy by a tremendous amount by being able to free up money that's sitting on the side in banks, fallow, and has been since the big crash in 2008.
Look, We have cut education over and over and over again for 20 years. We are now the last in the country in terms of per capita.
You're like a Johnny One
Note. Yeah, you know, and the one note is this. Okay, you want to give the tax cuts to everybody? Businesses aren't going to move here without good schools. So let's take the money somewhere else from the budget and put it into the schools. That's fine with me. Oh. But you try to talk to any of your legislators on the Republican side to start cutting back on prisons and mandatory sentencing statutes where we might be able to save some money and put it to schools to keep people from ending up in prison. And you can't get a conversation going on that either. So where are you going to get the money to help our kids?
And let's talk about TUSD. You know, parents have been voting with their feet, and they've been taking their kids out of TUSD schools, and they are moving out of the Tucson Unified School District area because they don't want to be in that school district.
Bruce Ash, Paul Ackerstrom, thank you very much. The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Taking care of all of your custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, hanging services, and hanging systems. We will be back on the Buckmaster Show, the Monday edition.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The White House says it's increasingly concerned the Syrian government might be considering the use of chemical weapons on its own people. A spokesman warns that if Syria does so, it would cross a red line that could bring a U.S. response. The Obama administration is harshly criticizing Israel over new settlement construction plans. The State Department says the plans are especially damaging to prospects for resuming peace talks. Health officials say the flu season is off to its earliest start in almost 10 years. Could be a bad one. The primary strain that's circulating is one that tends to cause more severe illness, especially in older people. On Wall Street, the Dow down about 44 points at 12,982. The NASDAQ is off too, the S&P 4 points in the red. More details at srnnews.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 6 years, completing over 400 projects, including five major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, La Cañada from Ina to River, and Phase 2 of Saharita Road. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
My name is Mark Layton, and I'm the IT guy over at O'Neill Printing. In order to serve my Tucson clients, I've got to be able to quickly receive files up to 10 gigs in size. That's why we made the switch to Cox Business. We used to have an internet connection that could barely handle more than 2 file uploads at a time. With Cox Business, our connection is 10 times faster, and our bill is 40% less. Now that's what I call a no-brainer.
Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Just 3.5 hours east of Tucson to one of America's top 100 arts communities. And this Saturday, it's the New Mexico Tamale Fiesta in downtown Silver City. Lots of places to stay, including Wilderness Lodge, Agave Ridge Retreat, and Cottage of Whispering Canyon. For more, log on to southwestnewmexico.org. Whether you are traveling during the holidays or any time, please remember to pack light and carry hand sanitizers. That's the advice of Dr. Charles Gerba, University of Arizona microbiology professor known as Dr. Germ, whose travel souvenirs often include test swabs from airplane lavatories. Dr. Gerba joins us now on the Buckmaster Show live line. Dr. Gerba, how are you today?
Oh, fine. Doing great today.
How dirty or how germy are airplanes?
Well, they're one of the germier environments that you're actually going to run across. Probably the germiest toilets that we've ever tested are in airplanes, because usually you have about 50 people per toilet, unless you're flying an economy airline, and you got 75 people per toilet. And so they get pretty germy at the end of a flight, not only because of heavy use, but because it's hard to wash your hands, the water turns off, the basins are small, so large men can't get their hands in there. So that restroom in there is probably one of the germiest you'll run across. You certainly want to use a hand sanitizer, I think, after you open the restroom to leave it. But also your trays in front of you get pretty germy. You know, airlines don't really have any standard procedures. There's no regulations for cleaning and disinfecting airplanes. So on those trays, we found viruses like influenza viruses and noroviruses, which cause diarrhea, and even MRSA, a bacteria that causes skin infections. Just think about how many people are using that plane. in a day. You know, it lands in within about 20 minutes, another group of people are in there again, and very little hygiene takes place in cleaning those surfaces between flights.
So it's almost like a germ incubator, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's a great way to travel with germs. You know, the last two people that were on it just left it there for you. And studies shown, too, if you to be worried if you have somebody coughing and sneezing with you, that the people on either side of you are likely to get infected, or in front and behind of you. So if you're near a person with a cold or flu, you might want to hand them the sanitizer and a Kleenex maybe, too.
Would you recommend some kind of wiping down the tray in front of you with one of these, like a Lysol wipe or something like that?
Yeah, disinfecting wipe is probably a good idea. Those trays actually turned out to be fairly germy. I was quite surprised in the studies we did how bad they were. But then again, a high use, people put their hands there a lot. So I think that's why it gets so contaminated, much more than we really anticipated.
How about the headrests?
That's another area that can get fairly contaminated, too, because, you know, they don't really clean it during use and that. Maybe not as great a risk unless you have a skin infection, you know, like MRSA, then it might be a risk. But usually you probably won't find cold or flu viruses there so much.
Okay, now you've left the airplane and you're in the terminal.
Well, the first thing you have to remember when you go through the area, particularly you take the escalator, those get heavily contaminated. You'd be amazed how many people put their hands on those escalator. They always say, grip it, right? Well, then they lay down a whole variety of germs we found on those escalator handles. And then you got to touch the doors to get out, where hundreds of people have probably pushed that same push plate or doorknob per day. So that's another germ gauntlet you sort of have to run. Just to get to your taxi or your car after you go to plane. Just remember the huge numbers of people that are using. You know, basically we're making bigger airports that carry more people per day. So you're really touching more surfaces than any person probably in history has ever touched before, just because of the large number of people going through these facilities today.
We're talking with Dr. Charles Gerba, University of Arizona microbiology professor, known as Dr. Germ. Let's go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. Lauren called us on 790-2040. Let's go to Lauren now. You're with Dr. Gerba. Go ahead, Lauren.
Hi, Bill. Dr. Gerba, my question is this, which I think is huge. It may not be huge, but I think it is. We talk about the resistance to antibiotics and the overuse of antibiotics and the advent or progress of the super germ, those that are resistant. And my question is, how does that relate to these hand sanitizer lotions and liquids and things that we try to apply to our skin to apparently stop the spread of germs? I mean, aren't we just propagating more resistance?
You know, that's a very good question. Really, these alcohol gel, hand sanitizers, and the disinfecting wipes, you don't get resistance to those. They're basically using a stick of a dynamite to kill a cockroach with those, because they destroy the organism. In the case of the alcohol gel sanitizers, they leave no residuals. So those are actually one of the better options over using antibiotics. Now, antibiotics are a much different story. That's really substances that target a specific way an organism uses a food or builds its body structure and then destroys them in that way by really trying to starve them to death. But usually organisms can find ways around that, new ways to utilize foods or new ways to construct components in their structure and that. And that really comes from the overuse of antibiotics in medicine, largely. There's an issue, but what we found is proper use of hand sanitizers and disinfectants, you actually have an environment with fewer antibiotic-resistant microorganisms. So you're really doing a good thing, I think, by using hand sanitizers and that, because you'll get ill less. Statistics show if you use hand sanitizers properly, your risk of getting infected is reduced by about 30 to 50%.
You talked about one of the germiest places on the face of the earth being the airplane lavatories. Well, how about the terminal lavatories?
Those are the second most germiest. Those come in number two in the world, largely because of the large numbers of people. I think really in some of the major airports like Chicago O'Hare, the toilet seats probably never get cold because there's so many people going in there all day. So it's really hard to keep up with the large number of people for keeping those areas. So those are number two on the list. The cleanest restrooms are actually public facilities and hospitals because they tend to use disinfectants very well on in controlling and treating their restrooms.
Interesting article reviewing a new book. I think they call it Encyclopedia Paranoia. This was in the Wall Street Journal recently. It says the worst is yet to come. They point out that these hand-drying machines, Dr. Gerba, to dry your hands had 2 to 3 times as many bacteria on their hands as they did before they washed them. So I had never known that about these room hand where it blows out hot air in the laboratory.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of interesting because they take microorganisms in the air and blow them on your hands. Of course, they do a pretty good job of killing the organisms that were on your hands after you wash them, but you do actually end up with more bacteria when you use those hand blow dryers after you use them because they're picking the microorganisms out of the air.
So it'd be best just to use a towel.
Yeah, my personal preference is a towel because I think more people like to use them. They don't like to wait for the blow dryers to work, although they even have some that work very fast nowadays. But I think it's a matter of convenience, and they're probably more effective because more people will use the paper towel.
Dr. Gerba will stay with us through the break. If you have a question for Dr. Gerba, 790-2040. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about these deadly super bugs that are invading U.S. healthcare facilities. That and more as the Buckmaster Show continues.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS. Life on Earth begins with water. The plants that sustain us and biodiversity that surrounds us. At UA Biosphere 2, water is big science. From our tropical rainforest and million-gallon ocean to the mountain slopes of LEO, our new Landscape Evolution Observatory. By recreating the natural world on such an immense scale, LEO aims to reveal better ways to understand and manage global water resources. Come see how Biosphere 2 is being used to model climate science, test smart technology, and develop new environmental strategies that can help build a stronger 21st century community. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, where innovation lives, just north of Tucson, America's science city. Explore today. More information at b2science.org. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again.
Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
And speaking of Splendido, tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Splendido, it will be just the Sounds of Splendido with a special musical performance by Gestures of Joy, an inspiring resident-led group that combines music, sign language, and some big-time theatrics. That's tomorrow at Splendido at 11 a.m., 762-4084 for more information, or visit SplendidoTucson.com. Welcome back now to the Buckmaster Show, our conversation with Dr. Charles Gerba, University of Arizona microbiology professor. He is known as Dr. Germ. We've been talking about some of the germiest places on the face of the planet. A couple of them are airplanes and airline terminals. But what about our own kitchens, Dr. Gerba?
Well, that's probably one of the germiest places in the whole household, surprisingly. The reason is you're bringing in food there all the time. And you find more fecal bacteria in the kitchen area than you do in the average bathroom in a household. Why? Because people generally use disinfectants in the bathroom area on a regular basis, and they're very concerned about cleaning. And so you usually end up with about 200 times more fecal bacteria on a cutting board in the average home than you do the toilet seat. People haven't recognized the importance of disinfecting and cleaning key areas in the kitchen because you're bringing in fecal bacteria on raw meat products in particular, and they can grow in your sponges and your cleaning cloths and that. So sometimes we find the people who actually are the cleanest going around and cleaning all the time are the germiest because they're giving them E. coli and salmonella we found around the kitchen area. So I think people need to pay a little bit more attention, I think, to the kitchen area in terms of good hygiene and using disinfectants and cleanings. Cleaning is not good alone. Just soap and water tends to just spread germs around to some degree from what we found in most households.
So it sounds like the kitchen is even yuckier than your bathroom, huh?
Oh, yeah, by far. I mean, really, there are fewer fecal bacteria in your toilet after you flush it than in your kitchen sink. Probably a reason dogs drink out of the toilet. They may know more than you do.
And dishwashers, don't forget, they carry fungi, right, on the rubber band on the door?
Yeah, they can. That's true. Usually, though, a good, you know, a dish cycle will kill most everything, particularly your cutting board. It's a good thing to place that in the dish machine on a regular basis, or use some kind of disinfectant made for the kitchen area. There are several products that are just made for the kitchen area today.
Dr. Charles Gerba is with us, University of Arizona microbiology professor known as Dr. Germ. If you'd like to join in the conversation, if you have a question, 790-2040, 790-2040, or a comment for Dr. Gerba, he'd be glad to take it. We've heard a lot about the MRSA infections that have been really plaguing medical facilities in this country and around the world. Now, a USA Today review finds that deadly something called CRE bacteria are showing up in hospitals and other healthcare facilities across the country. And Dr. Gerba, I understand there's virtually nothing to stop these superbugs at this point.
Yeah, right. And particularly in terms of, you know, vaccines and that, we're kind of relying on good hygiene and disinfectants and cleaners. You know, a lot of these organisms you mentioned, you know, originated in hospitals because of the use of disinfectants, but they've tended to spread into the communities today. Or MRSA, you know, more people die from MRSA infections now from AIDS. And that's one of the big concerns with microorganisms. They keep evolving all the time. Not everybody may believe in evolution, but microorganisms do, and they use that to their advantage. And so that's why we see these antibiotics resistance, these superbugs, all evolving all the time. Basically, we're microorganisms' food supply, and they certainly don't want to give up on us and find new ways actually to be transmitted and evolve into new forms that we always have to be aware of and ready to combat.
The CRE bacteria, the superbug that hit the facilities, some of the facilities, I believe this started at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville at the hospital 4 years ago, remaining a threat. And now it has crossed over and is turning up in hospitals and nursing homes all over the country. Is this similar to MRSA, or how is CRE different, Dr. Gerba?
Yeah, it's very similar to MRSA. What we usually see is these new types of microorganisms evolving in the most susceptible people, particularly the immunocompromised, elderly individuals, people undergoing chemotherapy. And then they seem to fester in these environments for a while, and eventually evolve to where they are become capable of transmitting into the general public, and they also can become more virulent or more capable of causing serious disease. So I think that's a trend. I think that's one of the concerns we have is that, you know, we're developing a more sensitive population in the United States where the outcome is more detrimental if you get seriously ill, particularly people that are going under cancer chemotherapy, young individuals, pregnant mothers, and the elderly population. Anybody over 55 is more susceptible to serious illness. Most people don't realize that most of the deaths from diarrhea, for example, a common affliction, occur in people over 55 years of age. So it's our aging population, too, that makes it a little bit easier for these microorganisms to move out of healthcare environments into the general population.
Dr. Gerba, anyone that's had a MRSA infection knows it is very difficult to get rid of. And a lot of times people will go to the emergency room and they will present that they've had a bug bite when it turns out to be a MRSA, because often that presents itself, it looks like that you've been bitten by something when indeed it's a MRSA that's come up.
Yeah, that's correct. It looks initially like a bug bite. Now, people should be aware of that. Anything you have a skin infection that begins as a bug bite and tends to progress, your skin gets red, should go see a physician on it, because it affects all ages. I've seen teenagers infected with it to the elderly. So it can move quite effectively, and it can be present on surfaces. It's interesting, we chased the identical type of MRSA from a teenager who we found it on her phone, who shared it with another teenager who caught MRSA, to found it to another individual who worked in a nursing home with the identical MRSA. And apparently all these people were sharing phones at one time or another and managed to transmit it among themselves.
Dr. Gerba is with us from the University of Arizona. He is known as Dr. Germ. You don't mind that being called Dr. Germ, do you, Dr. Gerba?
No, being a microbiologist, no, it fits very well.
All right, let's go back to the Buckmaster Show live line. Roberta has a question for you, Dr. Gerba. Go ahead, Roberta.
Hi, Doctor. What about steam cleaning? Wouldn't that kill all the germs, and wouldn't that be less toxic than disinfectants?
Again, that's a very good question. Yes, it is. We've studied the steam cleaning in hospitals. They make steamers for surfaces and that. And you're right. That is very effective for killing all the microorganisms we've been talking about, are concerned about. If you don't want to use chemicals for anything, steam cleaning is a good option.
And would you recommend having your rugs steam cleaned, Dr. Gerba, on a regular basis in the home?
Yeah, I would steam clean carpeting on a regular basis. It is actually where most of the microorganisms occur in the home, because it tends to be a sink for microorganisms and food on which they can live. And usually you will get fecal bacteria on carpeting anytime you have small children or dogs in the home. So I think on a regular basis. The other problem is allergens build up in carpeting, too. So you have to be concerned about that, too. So, yes, I think that's a cleaning on a regular basis is a good idea, carpeting. Certainly once a year, get a good steam cleaner in there to clean your carpeting.
Dr. Gerber, I want to go back to something Lauren brought up about the hand sanitizers. Would you recommend in the home, in the kitchen, just a good soap and water cleaning, or do you still think a hand sanitizer is superior to soap and water?
Well, generally, they're fairly equal. You know, basically, your hand sanitizer is an option when you don't have soap and water, generally, is what most people recommend. But it certainly is a convenience. It's much quicker to use. But they're both equivalent. Both have been shown to reduce your risk of getting colds, flus, and diarrhea by about 30 to 50% if you use them on a regular basis.
Dr. Gerber, thank you very much. A very interesting half hour. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Dr. Charles Gerber from the University of Arizona. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, provided by Culligan Water, offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. We love Culligan. It's better water. It just simply tastes better. Coming up this afternoon, it's the John C. Scott Show. John's show starting today will be going to 2 hours. John will be on now from 3 to 5 in the afternoon for the John C. Scott Show. Then, tomorrow morning, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe, their show from 6 to 8. We'll be back on the Buckmaster Show tomorrow with you at 12:04, and we will have another interesting program, including we'll have our arts report from Margaret Regan talking about what's going on, a lot of holiday activities. Also, the mayor of Marana, Ed Honey, will join us. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned.